It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Live from our new studios in Santa Rosa, California, it is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Mark Carpenter, who started at Anchor in San Francisco, which many people still call Anchor Steam Beer because they were so iconic with the Anchor Steam Beer.
Yeah, that was the only beer we made when I started there.
Yeah. But it's always been officially Anchor Brewery.
Anchor Brewing, yes, yeah. Correct.
Also, Herlinda's back from Europe.
Hello.
Again.
With some great products.
Let me talk about, since this is Brouhaha, Mark, you brought in
some beers. Yeah, a Sierra Nevada hazy little thing. I think it's a relatively new beer for them. And it's a nice beer. It's a nice
IPA, right?
It is. It is an IPA. But it's what they're classifying these days a New England IPA, which I get a kick out of.
Explain
so what
that.
Is that? Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
That means it's hazy.
Yeah, and what does hazy mean when it comes to beer?
Well, with when we first made the first IPAs, like Liberty Ale, a highly hopped ale, it was very difficult to get it to clear, and so you have to filter it to get it to clear up and work at filtering it, unlike a beer with less hops. And so every brewer's had that problem over the years. When we first started selling those beers, if you tried to sell a hazy beer, people wouldn't buy it. They would think something's wrong. Well, now it's become a thing. New England IPA. So now you can sell a hazy beer.
So it's kind of cloudy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And it's mainly from the hop oils, but since people don't care, you can go ahead and leave yeast or anything in there now. In England, they're selling hazy IPAs. And there, that really kind of, I was surprised to hear that, because if you gave a hazy beer to an Englishman, boy, they would just send it back. It had to be clear. But
they might as well call it foggy.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I like that. San Francisco. Foggy IPA.
London. And London.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So this is from
Sierra Nevada.
And, you know, I got to say, before we were back on the air, I looked at it and I said, well, this is a can with a cool label. Not that there's a label on a can, but you know what I mean.
There's a label on there.
Yeah. Okay. And it's pretty zany. And you had mentioned something about the...
I thought it looked kind of, when I first saw the product, I thought it looked kind of like a Lagunitas label.
Exactly.
Lagunitas
Little
design.
Something. Or,
yes, exactly.
The crazy names they have.
I don't know if that's an intentional or not, but you
probably.
Know. Probably. They're trying to appeal to the younger beer drinker, so they're going for that. But it's a good IPA. It's got a lot of nice flavor to it. I think it's something you'd be happy if you try it out.
Sierra Nevada and available
Available
everywhere.
For sure at Willoughby's, you know, which is a fabulous place. And all these gins we're talking about, there might be some of these available at Willoughby's, too. I know the Anchor Gin is.
Well, let's and we'll talk about the Anchor Gin. Let's have Herlinda talk about Willoughby's, because they are doing such an amazing job.
I love Willoughby's. Actually, only one of these gins is available in the U.S. right now, and that would be the Bloom London Dry Gin, which is made by a woman, Joanne Moore, master distiller. And I am going to talk to them about making sure they have that, because that was the first one I poured you guys. And so they not only have awesome beers at Willoughby's, they have, you know, gins, they have the Treasure Room, they have vodka, they have...
great wines.
Yeah, great wines. And you can actually go in and get a glass of beer. You can get a glass of wine and have a really good sandwich. They'll let you taste things first, which is really nice, so... That's a great way to try out some beers. And then if you want to buy, you know, a big bottle of it, then that's really nice as well. Every Thursday, they do a tasting of whether it's a spirit or wine or champagne or beer. It's only $5 to do the tasting. And then if you buy, you know, a bottle or whatever, they actually just refund it back to you towards the price.
Wow. And they're on 3rd Street.
They are right by 3rd Street Aleworks, right on the corner there in Santa Rosa. And they also have one in Petaluma right there on Lakeville Highway. Actually, quite convenient to the SMART train as well. You can just walk
across the street.
Yep.
I know Mark's a big fan of Willoughby's.
And the Smart Train.
Yes, indeed. And they are one of the Willoughbys, a proud sponsor of the Drive Hot Monk Brouhaha. Let me, before we get into some trick that Herlinda's going to do, and I want to talk about the Anchor gin, too.
Very
because
good.
I'd forgotten. I knew that there was some Anchor gin at some point, but I didn't realize it was still happening.
Yes, it is.
And I saw it in Spain at the bar next to our hotel.
Yeah, you mentioned that. That's pretty amazing.
I couldn't believe it. I almost texted him, but it was like 1 in the morning to your time.
All right. Mark, talk about, reiterate us on the gin from Anchor. And as I said, I didn't think it was still being offered, but it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And this gin, after we first made whiskey, we started making gin, and it took us 2 years to come up with the formula that we then started to sell.
And what year was this, approximately?
It would have been 97, I believe. It was 97 that we first released the gin. So we started then in 95. Working on this project, and it was kind of fun, and we were trying to keep it secret. And so when we'd be doing tasting, we'd be in the lab with Fritz and a few of the guys that were tasting this, and people would walk by on tours and they'd see us tasting this gin, which just looked like water. So Fritz told the tour guides, just tell them we check the water every day. And so but it took us a year to come up with a where we thought we were in the ballpark, and then took us another year to come up with the product that we now sell. And I think it's a fabulous gin. It stands up to any of them. And it was really the first high-end gin in the U.S.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Is it still really expensive?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a bunch of them out that are way more expensive than we are.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable how the short time we had that market to ourselves, you know, things really moved along.
All right, Herlinda, back from Europe again. London and where?
Portugal. Spain. So
right.
I was in northern Spain this time. Bilbao, the Basque Country area, Rioja, and Madrid. But I brought a Portuguese gin.
One of the coolest bottles I've ever seen. It's called Blue Magic Gin.
And the brand is Cherish, Sharish. They actually won the World Spirit Championship in gin in their category last year. And
is this available here?
You know, I think it's about to become available here. The distributor in Portugal is Icon Key, and they sponsor the festival. So they were talking to me about how San Francisco area, of course, would like totally dig, really good gin like this. And then the bottle has this really cool shape. I'll get some pictures up on this on the page later. So there's a huge Moorish, which is kind of Arabic influence in parts of Spain and Portugal. You like that cheese, huh? Isn't it good?
I love this cheese.
It's a Basque cheese from Spain. And sheep milk, of course, because the shepherd's there. But this Portuguese gin, the bottle has like a really cool kind of Moorish shape. You'll see that influence in like the architecture in Portugal and also in parts of Spain, like in the Alhambra as well. But this is called Blue Magic Gin, and like he was talking about the different types of ingredients here, and luckily I can kind of read the Portuguese because of the Spanish, and also because I drank a lot of this while I was there. And this has Angelica, which is a bitter, which gives it that kind of floral. Casca de limão, which is a lemon peel. Ginger, cardamom, canela, which is cinnamon. And the blue ingredient, you'll see the flower on here, and you'll probably that is Clitoria Ternatea. And then there's Marengo.
Of course, we can't say that on the radio. But,
Frambosa, which is raspberry. So the Clitoria Ternatea is what gives it its blue color. It is a flower.
You were right. I have my mind always in the gutter. So, yes, that's all I thought about.
I didn't know what kind of show I was getting involved in.
Good thing you're over 21.
That's it.
Get on a microphone, for God's sake.
Does this work?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, we're back wrapping up the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha for this Thursday with Mark Carpenter and Herlinda. She's got this magic, blue magic gin from Portugal.
Mm-hmm. It's called, the brand is called Cherish. And so it has this cobalt blue color, like a cornflower blue.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's from this plant that has a blue color that is Clitoria ternatea.
Yeah. You're just goading me into doing something disgusting. I know. Okay, you're going to do a magic trick here.
I am going to do a magic trick. So tonic water has quinine in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they originally used the gin and tonics in India because the quinine helped with prevent malaria.
Yes. That's why I use quinine all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to get malaria on my way home from the studio to my house.
So this does a trick. When you add the tonic, it turns it pink. The quinine and the Clitoria ternatea flower, they work together to turn like this pinkish purple.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
That is. It's really a lavender, isn't it?
It's probably going to get pinker as it goes up.
And I'll post video. Here, I'll take a...
Whoa.
Isn't that cool? That's so pretty. So I think that the Cherish is going to be available pretty soon. It's pretty popular. You see it all over Portugal. It's a very classy gin. It's a botanical gin. I don't think this has any of the juniper in it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it could be gin without juniper.
Yeah. It's more the process of the distilling, right, that makes it the gin, right?
Well, what makes the gin is that it has spices.
Mm.
The vast majority of the time, it's always juniper is the biggest ingredient. But I didn't taste juniper in this one.
No.
It certainly did in the bloom. But
yeah.
Yeah. No, and, you know, it's getting a slightly pinker as we move forward here.
Yeah.
But tell me, Mark, about your thoughts on the taste. I think this is incredible.
It's to me, it reminds me a bit of Angostura bitters. It's got, I may be wrong on that.
No, I'm getting some bitters there.
Yeah.
Well, it has Angelica in it, which is one of the ingredients in bitters.
Ah.
Oh, Mike's doing the flight signal thing.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Oh, which reminds me, like, the cap was left off my plane on the way home yesterday, so we were delayed a couple hours. Nothing like about to take off. And they the guy that fueled the plane discovered that the fuel cap was in the truck with him, and they had to stop us on the runway to tell us not to take off.
Well, how many times have we all left?
We've all left. Our
we would have been over the Atlantic or Greenland.
Oh, come on, no big deal. Nobody's going to siphon out gas at 30,000 feet. Just go for it, people.
Yeah, this has cardamom in it too, as well.
Somebody explain cardamom because I'm just getting the 1 minute sign.
Well, it's a spice that's used a lot in like when you get chai. So you know how there's a spicy in chai tea?
Mm.
The cardamom is the sharp note in it, you know. And
I think cardamom is also a major ingredient in Coca-Cola.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
I think you're right. Okay, yeah.
So when they couldn't put what they used to put in it anymore, they
cocaine.
Put the cardamom in it.
Let's go with cardamom. They both start with the letter C.
Yeah.
Mark Carpenter started at Anchor in San Francisco in 71, and of course her Linda, our co-host here on the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha every Thursday. Wow, this is really good stuff.
I just added a lemon peel to it because get a gin and ginny tonica in España, in Spain, or in Portugal, you get a lemon peel in there, not the lime like we do.
Yeah, I don't like the limes. I always ask for lemon whenever I get in a martini. All right, thanks, kids.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week, and we'll talk to you folks tomorrow on the Drive.
Awesome.